get into it.
Wow. Okay. So my din be oral instead of who chatam aleha be ed be lama ma'ata avachaim modim la admon fi gemara be basa lama no beis. I'm with another raya for this episode. So the question that Rabbi's asking is that what's the din of someone that's me'ar on the sada, but he's the one that was seemingly an aid on a shtar that it was sold to someone else, right? How, what's the din in that case? And the question is, how the chamim can be mode to admon? So what's the case? So the gemara says that the machlik says, I've aided him that you came to you and you bought the field. The ma'ar responds, no, I wanted you to buy the field since I'd rather get it from you than the first guy. So Rava said this would be a good claim. And we said that he's going based on the shita of admon, because the Gemara brings a case of the machlokas between Admon and the Chachamim. The Admon says that let's say Levi has a shtar from Shimon, right? And one of the Edim on the shtar is Reuven, but now Reuven is claiming that it was his field. So does that work, right? The fact that he signed the shtar, does that affect whether or not he can be Ma'ara now? So Admon says the fact that he signed the shtar doesn't matter. It's not a Reosah in his Taina. Rather, he wanted to just be able to get the field from Shimon as opposed to Levi. Therefore, that's why he was being aid on the shtar. But that's totally fine according to Admon. The Chachamim say no, right? Once he was an aid on the shtar itself, he lost his chus of being able to be ma'ar, and therefore he should not be able to, right? And Rava says we pass him like Admon. But the Gemara clarifies that according to Rava, he can even go according to Chachamim. Because in the Chinami, in the case of Admon and the Chachamim argue, but it could be in our case, the Chachamim would actually agree that he would still be able to be ma'ar. And what's the reason why? We said there's a difference between doing a maisa and an amira, right? In the case of in our case, he just told the guy that he should buy the field, but there's no maisa that he was doing. So therefore, he seemed able to go back on that. But if he did a maisa, obviously that would not be able to work. That's why the Chachamim argue in the case of Admon. If he signed on the shtar, he's not going to be able to go back on that. However, in the case where he just said something, that's fine to go back on, and therefore he would not lose his custom. Even in the case of Rava, the Chachamim would agree that it's totally fine. So therefore, where do we see this? So in another place. So the Parai Yosef points out this could be a riot from the case of Nida and Gemara and Ksuvas, right? What's the case? If a woman says that she's Tameh, and then she says that she's Tara, we believe her. So we said that if she can explain why she made that first claim, it seemingly works, right? This again, idea of a Masla, if she can explain it away, then it's totally fine. Right? Comes to Gemara and says, however, let's say she's walking around in the clothes of Nida, right? No, back then, it was more of a public thing that because a woman in Benita would be Matame other things, she said that people know that she's Tame, therefore she'd wear certain clothes. So the question is, let's say she wore those certain clothes, and then she goes back and says, oh no, it wasn't actually Anita. So we can, in that case, she's not able to go back, because she did a Maisa. And therefore, once she did a Maisa, she cannot explain away a Maisa, but you can explain away why you made an original claim, and that's the difference between the two ideas, between a Maisa versus an Amira. That's question one. Let's go back to Chitas Rava Hish Ima Maxik Omer Ripani Zavinta Vahadash Nechazaka Vimara Omer Vahana Kita Shtara Zazabnali Mine Abrashne Vahamzit Maxik Shmeshi Vahmanasi Haita Liota Megamashani Chazaka Areu Naman. First, what's the case? So Chitas Rava is that if Gemachti said that I bought it from this guy and I had three years of a Chazaka, and Ma'ara says that no, I bought it from him and I have a Shtar that I had it for 4 years, so I should win out. And he says, no, actually, I meant more than 3 years. And when I just said, when Shnei Chazaka, that was just a general idea. So the question is it time to see the Gemara b'Shitas Rava, right? So what additional claim are we making in the Gemara? And the next part of the question is, Mam Nechal Kura Rashbam Yesh Mefarshim Bebir Tanai Ezeh. So what's the machlokes between the Rashbam and the Yesh Mefarshim to what this claim actually is, right? So we need to explain what the Gemara is. So come the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rashbam explain as follows, right? What's the Pashup Shat? The Pashup Shat in the Gemara is how the Rashbam means it, that it must be that when he said he has Shnei Chazaka, when he says 7 years, he has eight him in all 7 years, right? That's why he's able to keep the land. That's according to Rashbam, right? However, the Yesh Mefarshim quoted in the Rashbam says differently. No, when he claims he had 7 years, that doesn't mean he had eight him on all 7 years. Rather, he has a Chazaka on the last 2 years, but he has a Taina for the first 4 years. And obviously, there's going to be a back and forth between the Rashbam and the Yesh Mefarshim as to why, but those are the two interpretations of the Gemara, right? One interpretation is you have Edom on all 7 years, and one interpretation is that, no, it's not you have Edom on 7 years, you have Shnei Chazaka, which is 3 years, but you make a Taina for the rest of the years. That's the basic machlokes between the Rashbam and the Yesh Mefarshim. So the question now is, how do we explain more of the Yesh Mefarshim? In case of Bi'er Ba'ashtar, B'shid the Yesh Mefarshim, right? Because the Rashbam doesn't obviously love this answer, because he holds that Ashtar is Makom Chazaka, so if you're going to claim that you're going to have it for more years, you need Edom. You can't just make a Taina, right? So and more than that, we said Rav's Lashon doesn't really fit in either. So the question is, what's really going on? And what's allowing the Yesh Mefarshim to make this claim? So Marsha puts two things together. Because the Ramban on our sugya comments, what's giving their nemanus? What's giving the Ish Mefarshim their nemanus to make this taina? So they explain that he's neman to say, Achna Sheva Shanim, because you have 3 years of the Eden would be enough. And what about the beginning, what about the taina beforehand, those 3 years? It's a neman b'migo, right? Because he could have said minach shaventa, he's neman b'migo to say that he had a taina for those 4 years, right? And Tosfot says, this is the same idea, right? Seemingly it's a taina that he's making, and obviously the Rebbe is going to disagree in a second, but Tosfot still invokes this idea about he's making a taina, and therefore it's a migo. And the Rashi says that's the migo that the Rashbam is talking about. The Rashbam doesn't say explicitly for the Ish Mefarshim what the reasoning is, but the Rashbam makes that connection, right? The Ramban says it's a migo, and the Rashi says, okay, what the Ramban is saying must be pshat in the Ish Mefarshim. So what's the kasha? Why does Rashbam not want to say this? So we said, based on the re in Tosfot, is that the migo dihira, right? He wouldn't want to make this claim, right? Because once he shows that the other guy has a connection to the field, he won't necessarily want to say minach zaventa. So now you say you can make have a migo, doesn't matter, right? Therefore, it's not going to work according to the Rashbam. Now, the next part of the question: Bear divrei Gemara val shein ein lo machag lo mizu. Right. So, what does it mean when the Gemara says that in a chinami you can make a taina for this? Yeah, good.
What?
You good?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you're correcting me. I got nervous. Vidarsky corrects me. I gotta listen. Stop. No, so the next part of the Gemara is said that if you have 6 years, though, it will not work, only seven. So the question is, what does that mean? So the push-up shot of the Rashbam is that you don't have 3 years, right? Because you're saying you have Adam in all 7 years. If you only ate him on the first 2 years, and then the guy says he's a star that third year, then you don't have a chazakah. Therefore, it would be a problem. Therefore, Yudav can need 7 years, according to the Rashbam. However, Yesh Mefarshim would say that, no, if he's making a taina of amigo, he should be believed. Right? Therefore, there should be no difference between six and seven. So what's going on over here? So the Ramban explains as follows, is that in a chinami, is that there is no difference between 6 and 7, but it's davka a case where you have Edu make a difference. Why? We said that he'd be neman to say, minach zeventa b'migo, right? It's davka where there is Edim, right? And the migo would not work. Why? Why would migo not work? Since if you have Edim for 6 years, it's the same reason in the Rashban, right? Because if the 7 year cycle, not even 7 year cycle, but kind of 7 year outline, if you don't have a chazakah of 3 years before the guy brings out a star, that's going to be a problem, right? So the Ramban is saying, the in achinami, that there is no difference between 6 and 7 according to Yesh Mefarshim. The only difference is if you have Edim. So it turns out in this case, which is pretty crazy, is that actually having Edim according to Yesh Mefarshim would actually be worse. Because if you have Edim, then you'd be, then that won't be as strong, I shouldn't say as strong, that won't work the same way the Migo will work. Therefore, if he claims that he's a star, that will get rid of your, that seems like you're rid of the idiom, therefore it will be a problem in this case. But if you have the migo, that will still work in this case. Weiter. Ma'am mechwiku yesh mefarshim, mefarsh kishtam le Rashbam. So what forced yesh mefarshim to explain the way they did, according to Rashbam? So the Rashbam explains, because otherwise, what's the kiddush of the Gemara? Meaning, at face value, if you tell me you have idiom on 7 years, and that's going to work, shkayach, obviously it's going to work if you have idiom on all 7 years. So what's the kiddush? Therefore, based on that, the Yesh Mefarshim had to come up with another reasoning why this is going to be a Chiddush in the Gemara. So therefore, they say it's a Taina as opposed to an Edim. Because obviously, if Edim in all 7 years, that would obviously work in this case. But how did the Rashbam get rid of this? Why is he Docha this? The Rashbam doesn't understand, though, because based on the Shitas of the Yesh Mefarshim, it's going to be Yuton Chozer V'Toin, right? And that's going to be a problem. That's going to be an issue. So, in a chinami, that it's hard to really figure out what the chiddush on this Gemara, but based on the Yesh Mefarshim chiddush, you run into another problem of being against the idea of Toin Chozer V'Toin. That's why the Rashbam did not want to say like Yesh Mefarshim. And therefore, that leads to the next machlokas, what's Bebarma Nechlokim? So, Rabbi explained, this kind of leads into the next machlokas about how we understand Toin Chozer V'Toin. Right? Fundamentally, how do you understand this idea? So, we're going to get to this a little bit more in the next couple of questions, but we said there's two fundamental ways of understanding it. One is that he's not believed against the Hodas Baldin, right? Once the Baldin said what he said, he obviously can't go back on that. And the other way of saying it is that Bireya said his taina, right? Is that by you making the original claim and then saying, oh wait, I meant this, then that says the original claim doesn't really hold so much water. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. So that's the two fundamental ways of understanding of Toin Chozer V'Toin. And seemingly that's the machlokas over here between the Rashbam and the Mefarshim, whether or not this is a case of Toin Chozer V'Toin. And we're going to explain a little bit later about maybe this is a case of Chozer V'Toin, maybe it's not. That's more discussed later on in the questions, but that's the machlokas seemingly that we're trying to deal with. Weiter. Aval sheit lo inim b'chag gadol mizu. Right, so going back on the line we just said, there's no more bigger chazaka than saying you only had it for 6 years. The kasha, I mean, the Gemara, lekaman lametet him the days. Mizrach limicha besov kol gimel v'gimel. Right, so the Gemara, let me know, lametet says, in order to be mocha, if for extended period of time, you have to be mocha every 3 years. Right? If so, imken hayach sagi b'mocha echas, shemichir zakar kalachad. Right? So how could it be that in our case, in our Gemara, there's only one mocha? Right? We said, oh, there's no, there's mocha gadol mizu for 6 years. But the Peshat Gemara in Lamed Tet, you need two machas. So what's Peshat over here? Right? So therefore, what's the answer of Tosfot? So the answer of Tosfot, it hinges on how we understand the Gemara of the Yesh Mepharshim versus Rashbam. Right? What's the first Peshat Machol, guess? So we said, what's the Tama Dabar? Right? First, we have to understand the reasoning why you need to be Mocha multiple times. And based on that, we're going to get to Tosfot. So that Machlokas is between the Rashbam and the Yesh Mepharshim. The Rashbam says that we need to know if the Macha is made every 3 years, because the show is a person will hold on to the shtar, right? So if you keep being mocha, he's going to know to hold on to the shtar, right? But if you don't make a macha, I mean, it's going to show that maybe you weren't so serious when you made that first macha, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So therefore, according to Rashbam, you need to make a macha every 3 years to make sure you hold on to the shtar. The Yesh Mepharshim, however, says that no, we're worried that he could say that he bought it from you after the macha, right? So if he bought it from you after the macha, then that's going to be a problem, right? Because you made the macha, and then you didn't make another macha, and then he's a claim, but yeah, I bought it from you. Then therefore, you're going to be stuck. Therefore, you need to make a macha multiple times in the Yesh Mepharshim. So the Rashbam obviously disagrees with that, and that kind of leads us to Tosfot. Because Tosfot says that, no, the Yesh Mepharshim is part of Shver, right? Because are we really going to believe in the fact that he stole the land, and now he's admitting that he bought it? Because think about it fundamentally, that if the guy originally made a macha, and then he claims he bought it, then how do you have it originally? So the only way he would have it originally is if he stole it. So therefore, the Tosfot and the Rashbam don't like this Pshat Yesh Mepharshim. But the problem that the Tosfot runs into then is the question that we're asking right now. Is that how do you fit these two sugyas together? Because seemingly, according to the Rashbam also, there's only one macha. So we explain as follows. That if we learn like the Rashbam, there's seemingly machokas as sugyas. So Tosfot says, it must be that our Gemara is assuming like another Amura. And therefore, the Gemaras are not working in tandem. Right? They must say that you do not need a macha every end of 3 years. And therefore, it's two different sugyas. It is a stira, but each Gemara is going based on a different Gemara, whether or not you need a chazak, a macha every 3 years. And we end up passing like the Gemara Lamed Aleph, because that's a stama versus a machokas. But that's seemingly, pshat and Tosfot. And we said that maybe there's a stira in Rava. We kind of had a back and forth and share. Maybe it was not really Rava talking, but Rava introducing the next statement. But the ikar idea to know based on Tosfot is that there's a machokas and sugyas, and each sugya is going based on a different amora, and therefore it's not a machlok as we would have perceived. But there's different answers as well. Okay, so fine. That's how we explain seeming the steer between the Rashbams in the sugyas. And obviously Tosfot does not entertain the possibility of the Yesh Mepharshim because he doesn't like the pshat. But the question is it a machlok of the Yesh Mepharshim as well? So the Marsha approaches this question. He says that if you learn like the Yesh Mepharshim, there is no kasha. Why is that so? He says, you only have to be mocha when the tana is shayach. Because after Murakama sold to a third party, he obviously can't sell it again. Therefore, there's no machlokas over here, right? It's more fundamental in this case. It kind of leads also to the Russia's idea. Is that once a guy sells it to someone else, then we're not going to be worried about another macha being needed, because that obviously shows that he doesn't think it belongs to that guy. So once he sold it, it doesn't necessarily need as much to make another macha. Right? Therefore, in our Gemara, Lamed Aleph, the guy's claim that he had a shtar from the guy. So if the guy sold it to him through a shtar, we're not going to all of a sudden the other guy's going to claim, oh no, I bought it from you. He's going to say, no, I sold it to the other guy. So it's not shayach in our case. Therefore, the Marsha would say, it's not a machlokas steer as according to the Yesh Mepharshim. Oh, what about the Rush? So the Rush had a different interpretation about the Rashbam, right? Because obviously Tosfot said, no, it's machlokas sugyas, two different shots. The Rush doesn't like this idea. He says, there's another way to enter the stira. So we said there's two drachim in the Rush to answer according to Rashbam, right? So we had Tosfot answering for the Rashbam, we had the Marsha answering for the Yesh Mepharshim, and now we have another pshatim within the Rashbam. So what's the answer? So the Rush wants to say there's no machlokas as a sugyas. Why? So he says there's one fundamental approach and one more practical approach. The one fundamental approach is that in our case, he would not say he's chozer, because what's the problem of you not making another macha? He says, if you don't make a macha every 3 years, it's as if you're retracting your first macha, because it's kind of like you didn't really mean it. However, if you actually sold it, then you're not going to be quote-unquote chozer on that, right? Because making that sale is in and of itself a good enough to say, yeah, you're done. You made that sale. Obviously, you're not going to go back on that, right? Therefore, the macha in the form of machira, there's going to be no chiyav anymore to make another macha, right? That's the more fundamental idea of the Rush. That once you had the sale, there's no problem with the idea about maybe he's retracting, because that's really clear cut in stone that obviously you're not going to be need to be mocha again because you sold it to the other guy. But the second way of understanding was kind of, it's similar to the first one, but a little more like fun, not more practical in the sense of having a clear, you know, machlokes, is that the macha tells the masik they need to hold on to the shtar. But it's not the end game. The whole point, why you're holding on to the shtar, is that later on, when you go to Beis Din, you can have some rias in the machlokes. So therefore, when the Markama does a maisa, which says no yeish on the macha, right? What does that mean? So when the Markama does a sale, right, we say that that macha, he's gonna hold on to that macha. He's not gonna go back on that macha. But if he only did just a stam amira, or he only made a macha through an amira, we say that seemingly is gonna be yerush for, and we're more worried that he's gonna go back on it. Therefore, he needs to make two machas. But if he made a macha through a maisa, we say you're not gonna need another macha. Right, so that's the more like practical idea. Again, we've seen this idea a couple of times about the sikh of a maisa versus amira. That seemingly they're more willing to go back on amira, which is why you need another macha if your first macha was amira. But if your first macha was a maisa, i.e. a machira in this case, you're not going to be able to go back because that's going to be a good macha in and of itself. Those are the two answers of the Rush. Awesome. And Benny Jacobs, oh, a lot of chizuk from seeing your face. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Zam Mishal Vosta Hashem Vosta Haiti Sade Zav Zihi Vahai Itas Tahari V'achash Nechazaka. Right, so there's two machlokas. There's a guy that says that this guy says my father's, this guy said it's my father's, and one is Edim that it belonged to his father, one is Edim that he has a Shnei Chazaka. So the question is, what's it then in this case? There's a machlokas, Rabba and Abaye. What's a machlokas? So Rabba says, we should believe him. Why? Migo minach Savinta, and he has a Chazaka, therefore we should believe him. Why? He says, no, this would be a Migo makam Edim, and therefore it would not work. Right? This is what the next part of the question, Ketzad Bir Ashbam Bidas Abaye. The Rashbam says it's Migo Makam Eden, because what's his claim? What's his Migo? He's saying that I bought it from your father, right? Shalavosi b'migo abinach zaventa. So him saying, Shalavosai, there's Edim against this, because the other guy says that he has Edim against this claim. So therefore, him saying Shalavosai of Migo binach zaventa is not going to work, because it's going to be Edim machish that first taina, and therefore the Migo will not work, according to Abaye, based on the parish of the Rashbam. The question is, though, which is the next part of the question, is what's the question of the Ramban of the Sigya? So we said that according to Rava, Simi would work. But Abai's Taina is Simi a good Taina. If it's Migo Makam Eden, then how could he say what he said? Right? What would Rava explain? How would Rava explain away this idea of not being Migo Makam Eden? Simi Pasha Pyar is Migo Makam Eden. That's the Kasha of the Ramban. So how do you explain? What's the Machokas? So the Ramban said, no, Rava never meant to say that there's Hachasha between the Eden. Okay, right? He means that he bought it from his father, he bought it from his father, right? So what's going on in this case? It must be, are we able to explain away his words, right? When he made a first claim, is that in and of itself nothing else he can say? Or no, once he made that first claim, he can expound upon it later, or even the basic can in fact expound upon it. So that's what the Ramban says, the machlokes between Rava and Abaye, is that according to Abaye, no. That if he's mefarish his words, then we don't. We can't add on to his words at all. But Rav would obviously disagree. He says we can be mefarish his words. And that's kind of the machlokas between Abaye and Rava as how he approaches the sugya. So in Achinami, that maybe we're not meant to say that, no, it's migo makam edim. Rather, the question is whether or not we can be mefarish his words to kind of explain away why it's not really hanachasha in this case. And Rabbi went on to say within the Ramban, about we ask, meaning kind of make the question a little bit stronger, because we know we have Alpishnaim edim yakum davar. So saying Migo Makam Edim would be a problem. So what the Ramban would say a little bit more is that it's a difference between making a Bari claim versus a kind of not-so-Bari claim. And based on what kind of claim he's making, there's the Machlokas in Rava and Abaye, whether or not it can be Mefarish's words, right? So just to sum it up, we say if the Baldover is Machish, the Edim Mefarish, obviously the Migo is not going to work. But in this case, he's not necessarily being Machish directly because we can reinterpret his words, right? That's why it's not necessarily Migo Makam Edim. And Rebbe said, granted, it's kind of hard to fit these, I quoted Rebbe, right, fit the words between the lines of the Rashbam. It isn't written 100% of the Rashbam, but the idea, nevertheless, is that whether or not, because it's not a real hachasha, right, our whole problem was, Migo Makam Edim, it's a direct hachasha. You're saying something, and he directly conjuring what you said. But if we're willing to be Mefarish's words, then therefore it's no longer a direct contradiction, and therefore it's not going to be a problem according to Rava. That's how the Ramban would kind of approach the idea of how what the Havamina of Rava would be to say that it would be a Migo, even though it might be a Migo Makom Edim. So the answer is it's not a full Hakasha, because it can be Mefarish's words, therefore it's not going to be a problem according to Rava. Weiter. You doing well? Good? He's my right-hand man over here, even though he's on my left. It's good. Stop.
Need a break, you
could
just say, let's take a 5-second break.
Yeah, do you want to do it instead of me? I'm done, actually. I stopped at 7. You want to take over? No, you're good. Okay. Hello, Shlomo Lev over here. Shlomo Lev. Okay. Ma'akashu l'gemara l'amad alf l'divet gemara l'kama l'amad yed alma beis. What's the answer to Tosa Rid? And how are we going to explain this based on the Rashbam? So we had three kashas on the sigya. The first question is, how do they fit together? Right? The names are different between Lamed Aleph and Lamed Gimel, but Simi is saying the same exact din. So the question is, what's really going on? Is there a difference between these two cases or not? That was the first question the Rebbe asked. The second question is that, according to our gear, so there may even be a stira, because, again, it's Mechogas on yourselves, whether or not it's Rava or it's Rabba, but if you say it's Rava, then it's Rava on both Gemaras, and Simi is saying opposite things. How could that be? Right, so the first question is, how did you stam these two Gemaras fit together? And the second is, based on your Girsa, this may be Machlokas Astira in Rava. And the third question is more attuned to the Rashbam himself. There's more Akasha on the Rashbam. Is that how he learns this again? Right? Because we know that Allah Megimel, he comments that the guy brings Eden that belonged to his father until the day he died. Right? And then he never sold it to anyone. And we said that the Rashbam didn't say this to Lamed Aleph. Right? So if so, this would be more of a problem for Lamed Gimel, because that would be a Migo of Makam Eden. That would be a Akasha. Because the whole reason why we just said that maybe it's not Nachasha is because you can explain away his words. But if he's claiming that the father always had it, then there's not much to really explain away his words. So Rav Chiya is going to have a trouble saying this is not Migum Makim Eden. Right? So therefore, how do we explain that? Right? So again, the free question is how the Gemara fit together, the Machlokas of Rava versus Rava, and within the sphere of the Rashbam, how can you say in one case that the guy had it for all years and the father never sold it? That's going to be a real problem, Migum Makim Eden, for Rav Chiya. So how do we go about answering these questions? So in order to analyze this, we turn to the Tosa Rit. So Tosa Rit said, why don't we just combine the Shita Amorayim into one Gemara? Right? He says that Olam Aleph, the Din is not established yet. Right? The first Gemara is not saying anything about explaining his words. So you'd have a Havin that we should be Ta'inan, Kamash Balan, no. And the Kiddush is, it's the second Gemara. So what does that mean? What is the Tosa Rit saying exactly? It's kind of working in tandem. Is that we get to the Gemara on Lamed Aleph, and that begins seeming the Machlokas, and that could continue to Lamed Gimel, and therefore we get the din later on. So he doesn't see it as a stira, rather it's some continuation of the Gemara on Lamed Aleph. But obviously the Rashbam doesn't like this answer, right? Why? Because he said, what's the Chiddush then, right? Why did you put the Gemaras together? Why all of a sudden we have the Gemara here and the Gemara later? Why don't you have one Gemara? If you have two Gemaras saying the same thing, what's the point in that, right? So therefore, he doesn't like this answer. Therefore, how does Rashbam explain? Right, case of Parashat Rashbam, the Simi the Machlokas, the theme is going on over here. He said it's two different cases. Why? Alam Gimel, there's a direct contradiction, right? Well, according to Alam Aleph, it's not a direct contradiction because we said the idea before. When he has an open-ended statement, we're willing to reinterpret his words. And if we're able to reinterpret his words, therefore we're not going to say it's a Migum HaKamein anymore because there's not a direct Tachasha. But Lama Gimel, there is a direct Tachasha, and therefore it's going to be two different cases, right? So that's how we explain kind of the stira between the Rashbams, is that it's two different Gemaras, right? One Gemara, there's a stira, seem like a real stira, a Migum HaKam Eden. We're going to have to figure out what that means in the next question for Rav Chiya. But the Gemara Lama Av is not a problem because it's not a full Hachasha, right? Because we can mefarsh his words, we're not going to say necessarily 100% that it's Migo B'Makom Eden. Awesome. So now the question is, Eifshar, case of Eifshar Levar, Shitas Rav Chista Lefia Rashbam. I think I said Rav Chiya before. I think it's Rav Chista. You want to fact check me?
It's Rav Chista.
It is Rav Chista, right? Okay, so I know why I wrote Rav Chista. I got to correct that. It's Rav Chista. Right, so now we have to figure out that once we explain the Rashbam saying that the Gemara Lamed Gimel is going to be a problem, and Lamed Aleph is not going to be a problem, so we got to deal with Lamed Gimel. So we have three approaches to this Gemara. The first is that of the Ravan. The Ravan says as follows, that Rava said he is a Migo, therefore we should trust him, right? And we said that he doesn't ask the question, but Rebbe said he obviates the question. And based on this, we can have a beer. Right? So Abai says that no, it's... Is that yours? Oh, it's James. We're good.
We're good.
Okay. So So Abayi says it's Migo Makam Edim, right? Because it's Malish Litzaker. So what does Rava say? He holds Migo Makam Edim Ariman. How could it be? How could he say the Migo Makam Edim Ariman? So he said, when the Achasha hurt the Edus, you have another pair of Edim against it. So what's Pshat? So we explain as follows. If we have a Suffolk, who is the upper hand? We said he has a Chazakah of the 3 years, and he has Edim. So Ravan's Mechadesh, that Migo, I'll throw it out the window. I'm kidding. Okay. The Ravan says that the Migo is not Aiden, but based on the Ksos, this idea of it is Svara de Araisa. Right? Therefore, a Svara de Araisa versus the Aiden, and the Kanai may not be the exact same thing, but we're willing to say that it goes against that Aiden, right? Because we often say, Kral Lama is Svara. So maybe there's what to say about being the Svara actually being more stronger. That's not a word. It could be even stronger. Shkayach Benny Jacobs. Jacob. About then the Edim, right? So we're saying that the Svara holds. Edgemir. Whatever it is. Okay. So we said that the Svara holds weight. And therefore, what are we saying? It's like a tray of a tray, right? So therefore, when we have Edim versus Edim, who do we go by? The Maxic. That's why he's going to win in this case. So the answer is, oh, what's the problem with Migo Makam Edim? So we said, no, it's not going to be a problem with Migo Makam Edim because he has the Migo versus the Edim, that's going to be Trey versus Trey. It'll be two guys versus two guys. And therefore, once we have those guys kind of like knock each other out, and therefore we rely on the Chazakah, and that's why Rava said he's going to win in this case, the Machzik is going to win. But obviously, what's the problem with that? That's a very big Kiddush. The Ravan is saying that we're equating Migo to Edim. And we said, that's a really big Kiddush, therefore, we're not willing to say that. So therefore, we have different achronim that suggest different answers. So we said, even though the Migo is not like Edim, it still has the potential to weaken the koach of the Edim, right? Then we can award the karka to the machzik. This is what the Tumim says, right? Because the holds, the inokinami, Migo is not going to be as strong as Edim, but because the Migo, we must consider whether or not the Edim made a mistake. And therefore, this kind of makes a reusa in the Edus, and that can lead us to giving the mark to the karka to the machzik. We said, Rav Chaim tells her, offers another approach, right? The ne'emanos of the Edim is based on a pasuk. But the basin has the ability to throw at Edim based on stuff that's going on. We said this based on Gemara and Shavuos, right? That if someone's cheating and they hired Edim, the Dayanim have the opportunity to kind of, quote, open his eyes, right? And we said, Rabbi explained, the Velo used to be able to sense these guys were lying. But Lamai, so what do we learn now from this? That Edim aren't necessarily as strong as we thought. That if you have some reason to be choshish about the Edim, then we're willing to go about the case differently. So therefore, it's not that Migo are the same as Edim, but Migo have the ability to question the Edim in our case. That's what Gondor Chaim tells. One more question. We can make it through?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob. Okay. Mata yachal ton chozer v'toya and v'taylo l'fi'ula v'naradai. So the Gemara is a back and forth. So if you want, you guys can get the Shag of the Gemara. But Rebbe put down 3 points. We're assuming that the outline this idea. So the first, there's the two extremes that we have the middle case with the machlok is about. So the first extreme is that being machesh v'gamrei. So that's a case where he says it's my father's and not your father's. And it comes back and says, no, I actually bought it from your father. He said, in that case, everyone agrees, and no chozer v'toyin. Right? That's not going to work. The other extreme is that where there's no achasha, we're being mosif, where you first claim that it's your father's, and then you go on to say that you bought it from the other guy's father. So in that case, everyone agree that's okay. Right? So even Ula, Unardai, both of them agree in that case that works.
Okay, what chart?
The Rebbe made like the three claims, like one extreme versus one extreme. I can send it to you afterwards if you want. But... And the middle case is about you're not being machesh legamrei, rather being machesh sad, and that's a machlokas that we have over here, where you say you bought it from your father, but it was like my father, right? So in that case, it's being machesh sad, and that's the whole machlokas between Ula and Aradai. So the question is, what's the Rashbam's pshat in all this? So Rashbam says that he explains, when I say I bought it from your father, he's saying that he feels as though he bought it from his father, right? He didn't actually buy it from his father, but he feels it all. And what's the reason why he can do this? Is he's being misakin his words, right? He's fixing up what he said before, right? He's not being okur lagamre, because he admits, obviously, you cannot be okur lagamre, but the Rashbam's perish is that he's being mefarish his words as what he meant when he said that he got it from the other guy's father, right? But the question is, why can we not explain this? Namakash, the farish came, the lashon gemara. So we said that this approach was echoed also by the ksos, that he wanted to say that, based on the Rambam, the Hilchaton Venotin, that whether or not he can be chozer v'toyin in our case. So we end up saying is that whether or not you can give And a masa, like, explain away what you said, right? So there's a whole back and forth of Gesos, but the masa what we went out is that maybe there's a machlokes about whether or not there is a chazara at all over here, right? So you say that it's, but this is a problem, right? So based on the Rashbam, the Gesos, we want to say maybe the machlokes whether or not there is a chazara bechla over here. Maybe it's not really a chazara. But the problem is, though, is that that's not what the machlokes of the Gemara is. The machlokes of Gemara is it is chozer v'toin, but the question is, can you do that? So the question of whether or not it is a chozer v'toin is not the question of the Gemara. That's why we say it's not a good parish of the Rashbam b'ksos, right? Therefore, this leads us to the next shot of the Me'iri. What does the Me'iri say? So we say, so before we get to the Me'iri, just one more shot of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that how can be chozer v'toin? Right, it's not going to work since it's hodas bal din kimei edim dami. And therefore, if you have that, you cannot go back on your words. So that's the reason why, according to Rashbam, that you cannot go back chozer v'toin. The Me'iri says no. It's that maybe you can change your das bal din. That's not going to be a problem, right? Because it's kimei edim dami. It's not actually like edim. In this case, the problem is that it can be nira kishekar. Never, because it's going to be look at your line, that's going to be the problem. Therefore, fundamentally, how do we sum up the sigya? So Rabbi made a chart on the board that really sums it up very well. We'll end off over here. So what's the machlokes between Ula and Naradai about being hachash aksas? So either you say the machlokes is about whether or not it's chazara or a perish, right? And then based on that, you have the machlokes. Is he going back or is he just explaining his words? That's one way of understanding it. That's kind of the Rashba's approach and the Ksos's approach. Again, we didn't love that approach because the Pshat Gemara is that they agreed to chesed of chozer v'toin, whether it's just the machlokes whether or not you can be. So we don't love that idea. And the second approach is that everyone agrees that Achash B'Miksat is not Chazara. But the question is, though, does it Nira Kishekar? And Ula would say that no, it's not Nira Kishekar, therefore you can be Chozer V'Toin. And the Ardei would say, no, you cannot be Chozer V'Toin because it does Nira Kishekar, and that's going to be a problem. Shkaya Chavra.